Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is May 20th, 2025. The time is 10:01 a.m. This is our fifth special session, day four. Congresswoman Good Fox, could you please say today's prayer?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and we give you all the thanks, praise, and glory. We pray a special blessing for Indian people wherever they may be. We ask that you look down upon the mourners and give them the strength and comfort that only you can provide. We ask a special prayer for all of the sick, that you will heal them from head to toe. And we ask that you forgive us for our sins. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox. We're now on roll call. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker. Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. We're now on approval of the journal. Please take a moment to review the journal of May 19th, 2025.
Madam Speaker.
Yes.
Madam Speaker, this is Congressman Potts. I apologize, my microphone was muted.
Thank you, Congressman Potts.
What if it's not? Prove it. Make it. What if it's not?
Right away. I have no idea. I don't know when it happens.
Oh, so I have a bunch? Okay. I think I used one so far. Now that was last year.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Motion to approve the journal dated May 19th, 2025.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. The journal of May 19, 2025 is approved. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker and Assistant Chief and colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met and we discussed ONCA 25-82, which is an act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $192,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Good Fox, myself as the co-sponsor, final committee action, do pass as a committee substitute. Voting yes, Hamilton, Redcorn, Rivard, Shaw, and Whitehorn.
We also discussed ONCA 25-83, which is an act to amend 2475 to provide supplemental appropriations to the executive branch in the amount of $4,808,152 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Final committee action, do pass, voting yes. Rivard, Shaw, Hamilton, Whitehorn, and Redcorn. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. We're now on reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Rivard, do you have one from Commerce and Gaming? Okay. Thank you. I'd like to note that ONCR 2514 was discharged from the Government Operations Committee and will be placed on second reading on tomorrow's agenda. We're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members of Congress, Assistant Chief Walker, I'd like to read again ONCA 2481, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fit Act at 16 ONC Section 3-106 to increase the benefit of members under 65 up to $750 with limitations and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton?
I can't read that in, but that's Congresswoman Rivard's legislation.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Congresswoman Rivard will make that change.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 2585, an act to provide an appropriation to CCAPECA in the amount of $250,000 in non-tribal funds from a Pfizer donation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Rivard. We are now on motions and notices. Congressman Tillman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I don't have a motion or a notice, but I have an inquiry. Is the plan for ONCR 2514 to withdraw? That was my understanding. And if it's changed, that's fine. I just am inquiring because you moved it to, it was discharged from committee. But that was my understanding, is that it was going to be withdrawn
today. Just a moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
So I talked to the speaker about holding it on General Order Day 1 until we get a little further into the session, because it, as of yesterday when we discharged it, I didn't realize that we were going to be going later in the week for session. So we're going to give them a few days to get an answer back from the federal government if possible. If not, it'll be withdrawn.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
There was some discussion yesterday, Speaker, about meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning instead of 10. Is that on your radar right now? Is that when you would like to adjourn to?
We did talk about meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. If that is acceptable to the body, then we should go ahead and make those plans. How does everyone feel about that? Okay. Yes, Congresswoman Rivard.
Well, and just to explain a little bit, in our we had a really good meeting yesterday in Commerce, and there's a couple of bills that we're going to require more probably discussion, and that's the reason. And so the committee is just asking that Congress, if they work with us, think we can get through. We scheduled a meeting for Friday as well, but if we finish tomorrow, we won't need the meeting on Friday.
Thank you. Anything else? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Was that a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We are adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.